This is program number LW2664. Well, do you ever feel like you're spinning your wheels and you just can't get done what you want to get done? Or maybe, maybe what you have accomplished has turned out to be not all that important after all. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you. It's a true one. It's about a man named Fjorvalsson. Now, Fjorvalsson was a great sculptor. In fact, he was the world's greatest sculptor of the century in which he lived. Fjorvalsson carved from white marble the most beautiful statue ever made of Jesus Christ. Now, there are a lot of replicas of it around the world. Some of the replicas sell for astonishing prices. The original, though, is in Copenhagen and can't be bought for any amount of money. One winter, the Prince of Denmark invited Fjorvalsson to be his guest at his winter palace. Well, Fjorvalsson accepted on the condition that he might bring with him the statue he was at that time working on. You see, Fjorvalsson felt he couldn't afford to waste time, not even time enough to visit the Prince of Denmark. There were so many pieces of sculpture in his creative mind he wanted to accomplish, so the prince told him, "Not only may you bring it, but I will send for it." So the prince set up a studio for Fjorvalsson in the Winter Palace. Fjorvalsson worked every day, and even into the night. One morning, at a late breakfast, he and the prince looked out of the big picture window at some children making a snowman. They had borrowed the prince's long cutaway coat, his high silk hat, his cane, his pipe, and his glasses. They were trying to make a replica out of snow of the prince. And everything was going well until they tried to make his face, but they couldn't. Well, finally, those children gave up. Seeing their disappointment, the prince turned to Fjorvalsson and said, "You are the master sculptor. Don't you want to go out and help these kids just a little?" Well, Fjorvalsson was a perfectionist. He couldn't do anything without doing it well. He put on his boots and his heavy coat and went out to make the snowman's face. He asked the prince to stand at the window and watch. After packing the snow into a hard ball, he took a sharp chisel and carved out a perfect likeness of the Prince of Denmark. It took Fjorvalsson 3 hours to do it. And in the process, he caught a cold and had to go to bed. The next morning, the sun came out bright, and soon the delicately chiseled face and features of the prince were all gone. The next day, when the weather turned warm, the snowman melted. Fjorvalsson stayed in bed, though, nearly 5 weeks with pneumonia. You see, there wasn't any penicillin in those days. Years later, when Fjorvalsson died, there appeared this statement by a gentleman from Great Britain, and I quote, "The catastrophe of the century, the disaster of this age, is that Fjorvalsson died before he finished what the connoisseurs declare would have been his masterpiece." You know, I guess one of the biggest challenges of our lives is to make sure that we accomplish that which counts. It sure is discouraging, isn't it? When you wake up one day and find that you've spent all your time, your energy, your money, your everything on what you thought was important, only to find out that it was just a snowman that melted in the warm sun. You can build yourself a fine home, lay yourself down on a comfortable bed of stocks and bonds, give your children a good college education. You can do a lot of things that are important like that, only to see that one of these days your house burns down, inflation gets those stocks and bonds, or that your children are doing something they didn't need a college education for. It sure is frustrating, isn't it, to find that what you've just been doing is spinning your wheels. You've been building a snowman. I like what the Bible says, though. It says, "Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?" Then it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." I'm going to tell you something. That isn't spinning your wheels. That snowman will never melt. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called, What is the Gospel? What is the Gospel? If you'll send for it and read it, I guarantee you won't be wasting your time. Write me for it, care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.